Welcome to Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of the book Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the fifth edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we're going to be talking about good works mean good business. One of the joys of owning a retail store is being able to give something back to the community that supports your business. Often your generosity is rewarded with increased sales and with a type of positive public relations you can't buy with any amount of advertising dollars. In short, it makes good sense to do good. When hosting a special event at your store, for example, you'll attract more attention if you donate a percentage of sales to a charity. A store remodeling is hardly headline news, but if the grand reopening is turned into a gala benefit for a local theater company, you can be certain that arts lovers and perhaps the media will be there. You may also find some celebrities are willing to come to your shop for a personal appearance if the event will support a cause they hold dear. Running any special event in the store takes good advance planning. Get together with your staff to decide what refreshments you will offer, whether customers will be able to check their coats, and if you will provide any music or other entertainment. Plan to have someone at the door to make it clear that the store is closed to the general public because a special event is taking place. Offer to keep customers' purchases in a secure spot until they leave so that they don't have to carry them around as they mingle with the other guests and enjoy the wine and cheese or other refreshments you are offering. And it's a nice touch to give each person a small gift as they are leaving. It's important to be in touch with the nonprofit group you are raising money for in advance of your special event to get permission to use their name in your publicity. Ask if the organization would like to take the opportunity to have a representative give a short talk or performance, and whether they would like to hand out literature about their activities. There's also a chance that you will be allowed to borrow their mailing list to send invitations to board members and other supporters. Follow up promptly with a check for the agreed-upon percentage of sales, rounding up if you are able. If there is a cause that you are particularly involved in, ask your neighboring retailers if they will join you in donating a percentage of sales on a certain day to that organization. By broadening the scope of the event beyond just your own store, you will attract more customers and hopefully also raise more money for the cause. Retail stores are easy targets for groups to approach for merchandise donations, and we are undoubtedly asked to give more often than the average insurance office or plumber. Fortunately, as retailers, we're also more visible to the public, so we're in a position to gain more by supporting causes which our customers support, and by helping to sustain the community in which we do business. It can be difficult, however, to cope with more requests than you feel able to fulfill. You may find that it helps to have a policy regarding donations, or an annual donation budget. Perhaps you want to concentrate on the arts and programs for preschoolers and the elderly. By explaining this policy to the volunteer calling from the high school softball booster club, you will come across as a caring, thoughtful business person, even when you reluctantly decline the request. But if you recognize that the caller is indeed a very good customer, you might want to bend your own rules and make a donation anyway. Once you've decided which organizations to give to, the next question is what to give. Cash donations should be the last option for a retail store, since they result in the least amount of exposure for your merchandise. Gift certificates have the advantage of bringing customers into the store, and are often popular auction and raffle items. If there is to be a public display of donated items, consider offering something showy to represent your shop. Don't use this as a chance to get rid of old, unwanted items. Those can go to Goodwill or Easter Seals, minus the price tags that identify their source. Volunteerism is another way that your business can be visible in its support of the community. Your own volunteer activities as the owner or manager of the store reflect well on the business you are running. support any staff members who volunteer to do a charity walkathon or other fundraiser. In fact, you might want to help build staff team spirit by automatically including any nonprofit in which your employees are actively involved in the list of those you support. You might also give staff members paid time off to go to a nearby school to tutor for an hour or to deliver Meals on Wheels. Good deeds do not usually go unnoticed. Chances are that you will receive some public recognition for your efforts, and there's no harm in mentioning your good works in your signage, like the Body Shop does, or in sending out press releases if you do something especially newsworthy. Hopefully, you will make your customers feel that they are part of something worthwhile when they shop at your store, and they will reward your generosity with their loyal patronage. And now for today's reading from the Nonsense File, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years. Today we have Genuine Land in a Box, and this offering is about 30 years old, I think. Portable Properties, Affordable Real Estate, Guaranteed Actual Land Parcels in an approximately 1-square-inch see-through box, each with its own registered deed, area map, location profile, and instruction packet. These individually shrink-wrapped, handsome flip-top containers are affixed with gold labels listing what city, country, or oceanfront property you are buying. A fun gift from New York City, Miami Beach, a New York State dairy farm, or a Montana horse ranch, among others, and a unique souvenir from Andyland Concepts in Mamaroneck, New York. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Feel free to email me at info@orangetreeimports.com with ideas for future podcasts. And until then, happy retailing.